I'm sure you've wondered, as you look back on your life, and you're still a young life, you're 66.
I hope there's more.
That there's another third left here.
Well.
That if you had not been Miss America, what would your life have been like today?
Oh, wow.
You don't know, but you just have to wonder about that a lot. Because despite the fact you had the shyness and so forth, it did open doors for you.
It changed my life, there's no doubt.
In that instant when he said...
Just an instant.
Right.
It changed my life. I think the pageant system would have changed my life even had I not won Miss America. But had I not entered the pageant system, what would it have been like? OCU changed my life. Had I not gone to OCU, you know, they're all steps for each of us. There are those pivotal points that had we gone a different road, what would it have been? So I don't know. I'm just grateful for each turn, even the bad ones.
I'm going to read your last paragraph from your book. You just set it up beautifully because you said even the bad ones. You wrote, "If I had never been divorced, I would not be married to Jerry Gamble today. If I had not been desperate for money as a single mother, I would never have found a career that was incredibly satisfying. If I had not faced a demotion in television because of my return to Oklahoma, I would never have worked with the Presbyterian Health Foundation and Oklahoma Health Center. All of these failures led to a wonderful opportunities, including serving on Governor Keating's cabinet. Living an unexpected life by accepting grace, living with grit, and loving with a grateful heart is a blessing beyond description. For all of us who have met our failures, we have to look back and say, yeah, but had it not been for that, this would not have happened." And you've summed it up right there.
Well, gratitude's a wonderful thing.